24/7.
No problem. You got it.
Oh, and that doesn't come with any advertisements, does it? I'm deathly allergic.
It's actually 100% ad-free.
Perfect. How much?
It's actually free.
Free? What? How?
It's brought to you by listeners just like you.
How do I help?
You could donate by calling 631-632-6901 or by going on www.wusb.fm.
I'm going to leave a fat tip.
WUSB. This is Tom Needham, and you are listening to The Sounds of Film on WUSB Stony Brook. Tonight on the show, we're very excited to have a major composer and guitarist. I'm talking about Yongwoo Lee. He's in town, and he's going to be performing at the Town Hall in New York City on Saturday, April 20th at 7 p.m., and he's on the show tonight. He'll be joined by his guitar instructor and mentor from the Peabody Institute. That's Julian Gray. Also on the program, from the Nation, Katrina Vanden Heuvel will be talking about her documentary about the TV movie The Day After. Keep your radio tuned to 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook. Hi, this is Tom Needham, and you are listening to The Sounds of Film. And I am very excited to have on the phone with us today composer and guitarist Byung-Woo Lee. He's joined with Julian Gray, his guitar instructor and mentor at the Peabody Institute in Baltimore. The Town Hall is going to be presenting the New York debut of Byung-Woo Lee in a specially curated musical double feature on Saturday, April 20th at 7 p.m. The program will feature the first New York City concert by the innovative Korean guitarist and composer, followed by a full-length score of Bong Joon-ho's 2009 film Mother. Byung-Woo Lee is a composer and guitarist, mostly known for his compositions in Korean film music, such as A Tale of Two Sisters, Mother, and The Host. His work also includes compositions from six albums and a range that spans classical guitar pieces to modern music. Guys, thank you so much for joining me today on The Sounds of Film.
Hi, it's thank great you, to be here.
My pleasure.
Yeah, so this is very exciting. I was wondering, Byung, if you could tell our listeners a little bit about your journey into music and what initially drew you to the guitar.
Well, in a nutshell, just I'm in for love of music. I fell in love with music and started playing guitar, which led me to experiment with my favorite style and eventually to composing. Well, ideally, it would have been great to succeed through just self-teaching, but at some point, I felt like I'm in front of like big wall, so I just turned to studying classical music and just taking advantage of the opportunities I had as best as I could. So, yeah, that's what I am here now.
Can you tell me about how your classical training in Europe and the United States shaped your musical style and approach?
Well, just as I mentioned just before, you know, I started like my career as like popular music. At some point, I was confused just about like all kind of music and just this experience, this experience is like in Europe and in the States, it's just kind of, it's like, you know, well, what is the best expression? Just, I felt like I have like some bunch of like unsolved like thread or something. Mm. So now I can see where is where, and you know, I can organize and I can develop with that, and you know, and of course, you know, not only music but also the like culture differences, and just some amazing experiences. Yeah.
While you're doing so much now, what was your life like as a pop musician?
Well, I've just fascinated just about like the popular music. Still I am, and I imitate to just play like the pop stars, and I imitate to compose like their music, and I had a chance to just release albums. So just before I left Seoul, Korea, I had released too popular album, and that's now it's really popular. It's just during my just out of Korea time. Then, yeah, that's my life.
Yeah, Julian, can you speak a little bit about Byung's guitar playing and what you've witnessed through the years and where he is at now?
Oh, it's been a wonderful journey. Knowing Byung Woo so long, I was just thinking about this recently, and Byung Woo, we've known each other for, gosh, 28 years, almost 30 years. In a few years, it'll be 30 years. It's kind of hard to believe. When Byung Woo first came to Peabody, and he had been already studying with a fantastic guitarist there, Konrad Bregosnyig in Vienna. And the first time that he walked into my studio when we were going to begin our four-year journey together at Peabody, it was, as soon as you see Byung Woo, you realize that everything he does is musical. Like when Byung Woo breathes, it's musical. And then when he starts playing the guitar, I mean, it was he obviously was just like he was already an incredible player and a musician. And I think, you know, I can just tell you as a teacher, one of the most wonderful things that happens that can happen is when a student becomes a colleague. And that happened very early on with Byung Woo. And I think you were asking about Byung Woo's playing. And I mean, the one thing that just strikes me, and you hear it in the score for Mother, from that very opening scene where the mother's walking through that tall grass. It's like an incredible visual panorama. And then Byung Woo starts with the, you know, his first composition, and then he's also playing the guitar. And the intense lyricism of his playing, the way that every note in a melody that he plays is shaped from the beginning of the attack through the sustain, where he will put on like an incredible vibrato, and then the duration, and then how the note closes before the next melodic note comes. It, to me, that's just a real hallmark of his playing, just his intense lyricism.
Can you describe the relationship that the two of you have, your working relationship and your friendship?
Oh, for me or Bob Byung Woo?
Yeah.
I would be happy to talk on that. I mean, I think,
sure. Yeah.
You know, there are people that you meet along the way, and particularly when, you know, when you have a long career. And I mean, the guitar actually is a wonderful instrument. Every instrument seems to collect certain personality types. And I have to say, guitarists in general are very friendly people. So it's a really good community. But I guess I would just add to that is that there are a few people along the way that you feel are your fellow travelers, and or your, you know, your compadre. And I feel like that Byung Woo and I mean, we have a really a deep and shared understanding about the importance of music in life and the importance of life in music.
And what is that connection between the purpose of life and music?
I think, well, for me, it's that there's no division. That the life and music inform each other. And then I think when you have like sort of the most creative attitude about it, it's that you, and this is something that I talk to my students about, is that you use everything that you are, you use everything that you know, and you don't cut off any part of your experience from your music making, so that you're using everything that you experience. And I think, I mean, that's something that I see in Byung-woo. I mean, he uses everything that is in his purview that he sees in his creative process.
Wow. Yeah. I totally agree with you. I'd like to add something like more about that. I think, you know, we are all natural. So we were born like as we are. And, you know, just I remember one time, you know, Julian and I went to some place for the competition or something. And we saw there was a really beautiful garden. That was in Connecticut or something.
Mm-hmm. Connecticut, yeah.
Yeah. And just we just, you know, enjoy how beautiful the garden is. And we talked about, you know, the life and blah, blah. And all of a sudden, just we realized that every garden, the shape is like very artificial. So it's like life and music is like that, you know, we give them some meaning, every like leaves and every like stems or something, and then make it like we are kind of, you know, we live as a like gardener who just had like many experiences and talking about the style and the like the trend of the music. And then, you know, just every day we just try something and enjoy the result. And our life is like that, you know. We can spend, you know, every day just not doing anything. And also, you know, as soon as we just making a value for everything, it's been changed a lot, and we can, that's how we enjoy, you know, either the not only the music but also the life.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's really nice.
I'll just say it like that. Yeah,
one of the things, Byung, that you're known for, as was mentioned earlier, is that you have this uncanny ability to blend all different kinds of musical genres. You bring in jazz, classical, new age into your compositions. That's pretty unique. Can you talk a little bit about your music and your desire to bring in all different styles?
Well, it's very nice of you to say that, but there are so many, like in the United States, there's so many like real masters for that, you know. But for me, just I'm not sure if this analogy fits about what you're saying, but I think it's similar to deciding on furniture, like, and decorating a just empty room. So, like, it's about beautiful arranging furniture style developed over centuries, you know, like just blank room or something. So you have to know about like the function or non-function, the attraction from all of them, and the shape and the contrary part or something. So, and I really enjoy that. And for, as I just mentioned, like the first part of this show, just, I mean, for the love of music. So that's the only I can just say that. And with my experiences, yeah, that's it.
I've talked to a lot of film composers, and mm-hmm. they talk about the process of composing for movies, and mm-hmm. it can be a long process. It can be difficult. Sometimes there's a lot of time spent alone, but everyone does it a little bit different. Can you tell us a little bit about your process? You've worked on some really remarkable movies, and your music is such a key element in these films. How do you do it?
For me, well, I would like to make some joke. the contract is really, it just always, you know, kind of the biggest like motivation, yeah, because there were sentence, you know, it's just like, if you cannot make in time or something, you'll just you have to go to like we'll send the attorney, you know, right. It's everything, you know, it's on the law, you know, blah blah. It's really kind of stressful, but definitely helpful. Yeah, and the thing that we have some deadline, it's really important, I think. Otherwise, it's like kind of endless, just process or something. And just when it comes to like the music composition, and just my approach is like first I just start like a blank slate or something. Mm-hmm. Blank canvas, the white canvas. It's just connecting the memorable elements from the movie and the script, the actors' expressions, and just conversation with the director to music. And then I add meaning and title together with everything I know about music. Sometimes, you know, I hum it out, just remember it and try to play it, you know, on the guitar, and then just arrange it for the other instruments. Or yeah,
did your collaboration with Bong Joon-ho mm-hmm. come about?
Well, this, you know, I was out of Korea like for 11 years.
Okay.
In the meanwhile, the director Bong Joon-ho, he did some his own movie, and as I mentioned before, you know, I had released the two popular albums mm-hmm. and a solo guitar album before I left Korea. And I think director Bong Joon-ho liked my music, and he used my music in his film, like without my permission. So that's how we started. And you know, after just some years, I had a chance to meet him, like, and he apologized and asked if I could make the score for his coming project or something. So yeah, I was happy to just do that, and it turned out as the host. So yeah, that's how we started. Yeah.
And how would you describe your working relationship with him?
Well, it's just, he's, you know, I mean, I can't say enough how much he just respect all like step people who work with them, and it's just fantastic. And I had like so much like liberty to compose, you know, every the cues that he want. And of course, we just like had some back and forth, like the conversation, you know, it's just, you know, there are many like opinions from, you know, the movie company just about the music. But I think it's great, you know, the music is really magical. You know, when you hear something like at first, even if it's kind of not really what they expect. But the time goes, you know, after like 3 days, it's like, you know, without that music, the film, that scene, it looks like not, you know, it's just like it automatically became the family, you know. Yeah, you don't understand what I'm saying. Yes. Yeah. So,
Julian,
so that's how I work. That's my secret. So I don't just, I just avoid to talk like 2 or 3 days. So, and then all of a sudden they change their mind and, oh, I think that's the music. It fits a lot. Yeah. And blah, blah. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting as you're talking about that I mean, it's almost like the film, the visual part of the film is the human eye looking out, and then the music is the human heart understanding or responding to what it's seeing. You know, so I absolutely agree with you in terms of that opening scene. I mean, the music, it changes basically a field of grass into an emotional atmosphere.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so I think I really enjoy making music on film, but sometimes, you know, the most important thing is what really the director, I mean, what's his or her just like direction. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why they're called like director. So yeah, this is very important. Yeah, because sometimes the music just define the scene. So it's very risky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, when I watch the TV show, especially the news, in the news, they use some music. Right. But I think that's very risky because, you know, the news and this kind of things should be like very, it shouldn't just express like some parts. They shouldn't represent it like something, but you know, with music it's very easy to do that.
Yeah. I hear sometimes people will say that they're against using music in documentaries because the music is so powerful and it can affect how people feel about the subject matter, kind of like if they use it in the news too. I don't know about a lot of people, but I am so excited about your upcoming New York City performance, and it's going to be a real treat for listeners. I mentioned earlier that he's going to be performing at the Town Hall on Saturday, April 20th at 7 p.m., and it's such a special performance because Byung's going to be doing a regular concert with his guitar and playing all different styles of music. And then they're going to be playing the film Mother, and you're going to be doing the full length score along with the film, if I understand correctly. And I'm one of those people that loves that experience of seeing a movie with the composer right there playing the music. And I don't get to see it too often. So I am very, very excited about this. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what it's like to perform along with a film being screened for audiences?
Wow. Well, I'm very excited because, you know, I'm really excited about this, as it's my first time doing it. And it's just like one of the most interesting parts is aligning all the music with the master click. As usually when I record film music, especially with orchestra,
an acoustic instrument, I often do it without a click. But this time we are making sure the show syncs perfectly with the film by aligning with the click. So because this is my first time, I'm so excited, and you will enjoy that kind of moment together. And also, you know, I'll be playing, you know, my solo guitar pieces and plus the other like famous Korean just film music that I composed before. Wow. So it's kind of a lot of like variation, variety, package for that night. So I hope people enjoy that. Yeah.
Like I said, it's an incredible opportunity. Julian, if you were to tell our listeners why they don't want to miss this show, because you no one knows his music better than you, how would you sell this?
Oh, I think that the relationship, I mean, first of all, just in the movie and in Mother, the relationship between the director and the composer, it is just a really strong and integral part of the whole narrative of the movie. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, to be able to have, as you were saying, Tom, to be able to have the opportunity to be in the concert hall with real time with live musicians playing the score. I mean, there's a kind of, I mean, obviously the acoustic resonance and the emotional resonance of a live performance with a film, that's something that we don't get to experience that very often now. It's interesting in silent movies, that was the case all the time.
Right.
And now we don't get to experience it very much at all. So, I mean, it's kind of it's sort of a rare circumstance. And I mean, just like incredible. I'm going to be there. I'm not going to miss it. I'm coming up from Baltimore. So I think it's going to be a great show. And one thing I also just wanted to mention, Tom, I mean, and, you know, as a host for this show on movie music, there's always more music composed, as you all know, right? There's always more music composed than maybe ends up in the film. And Byung-woo and I were just talking recently about the fact that, you know, there's a director's cut that often comes out like after the first release of a movie.
Right.
And there for folks who know the movie Mother, they should also know that there's a recording of that music, but it also contains some tracks that you know, weren't used in the movie that are also incredibly beautiful. So I guess I would just encourage everyone who already admires the soundtrack to also seek out that recording, because there are some real gems in that recording as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Moreover, just I'd like to mention like the performing with the Harlem Orchestra and the conductor Tanya Leon. It's like tremendous honor for me just to work with them like this time. You know, they are really just one of the best, you know, just composer and conductor. So I'm very, very excited.
Well, I would imagine that this is also an opportunity for you to showcase your abilities. And I have a feeling a lot of people in the film industry, I'm just guessing, are going to be coming and checking this out. And I'm wondering, do you plan on doing film scores in Hollywood? Do you have future projects that maybe you can give our listeners a little hint about what we can expect coming forward?
Well, I'm going to do I'm doing what I have been doing, and this coming project is I have to like compose like for ballet for this fall. So this is my first time, you know, just working with like a ballet company or something. So I'm very excited about that. And also just I'm planning just to debut as an like electric guitar, like a new way to perform the electric guitars. And also just currently like brainstorming a book about guitar with Julian. May I join with you? Like,
yes. It would be my honor that I think that we're going to have a lot of fun doing that. Yes.
Yeah. And also, you know, if I get a chance to work with like people, you know, in the States or something, you know, I would be very happy. And so I just decided, you know, the easiest way to work with them is, you know, they just like use my music without my permission first, then when you get a chance to, you know, like in the future somewhere, right, they just shake their, we all know the drills. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited about all those future projects. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm so excited about your upcoming performance at the Town Hall. Once again, listeners, you should be checking out this upcoming concert with Byung Woo Lee. It's going to be at the Town Hall. He's going to be making his debut there. It's going to be a specially curated musical double feature, and he's going to be doing some of his personal music, some of his scores, and then he's going to be playing along with the film Mother. It sounds like the best night ever.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to play some of your music tonight on the radio show. So, my goodness, what a pleasure. You're one of the greatest composers, many people are saying, in film right now. And what a treat for me to get a chance to speak with you. And I'm looking forward to seeing the show. So congratulations. And I hope all of our listeners make it out to see you too. What a pleasure to speak with the two of you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It was great.
Tom, thank you. Here. I had a great time.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, I'm troubled to say. Brother Adam is gone astray.
Listen,
listen,
listen.
Listen,
listen. This is a story of Adam and Eve. Their courtship is causing a great upheaval. Now Adam was a sweet, young, innocent thing until the night that Miss Evil took him under her wing. Now Adam was an honest, hard-working man. He wanted to help out the human clan. But Miss Evil got him drunk on prejudice and hate, and she taught him how to gamble with humanity's fate.
So true, I'm talking about Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, if you don't break up that romance, soon we'll all fall down and go boom, 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 boom.
Now if evil gets Adam, it'll be such a shame, because plenty of big shots are playing that dame. Lord, his sleep will be trouble and his life will be cursed. Now, if Adam sleeps with evil Jack, he won't be the first.
So true, I'm talking about Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, if you don't break up that romance, we'll all fall down and go boom, 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 boom.
Now Adam is a youngster and pretty hard to handle, but we'd better step in and stop that scandal. Because if Adam and Evil should ever be wed, Lord, then darn near all of us are going to be dead.
So true, I'm talking about Adam and Evil.
Of doom, 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 doom.
doo.
Give me a thunderbolt. He want me to fly away up above the cloud. Uncle Simon's gonna give me a thunderbolt. He want me to fly away up above the cloud. He want me to drop a bomb on the Japanese. I really got to make my baby proud. I want the machine gun, and I want to be hid out in the woods. I want the machine gun, and I want to be hid out in the woods. I want to show old man Hitler that Sonny Boy don't mean him no good. I want to drop a bomb and set the Japanese city on fire. I want to drop a bomb and set the Japanese city on fire. Not because they are so rotten, I just love to see them die. Not to keep the dirty Japanese from slipping in through my baby's back door.
Preach y'all a sermon about old man Adam, that's me. I don't mean the Adam in the Bible, Adam. I don't mean the Adam that Mother Eve elated. I mean the thing that science liberated. The thing that Einstein says he's scared of. And when Einstein's scared, brother, you'd better be scared. If you're scared of the Adam, here's what you gotta do. You gotta gather all the people in the world with you, cause if you don't get together and do it, well, first thing you know, I'm gonna blow this world plumb too.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
Now, life used to be such a simple joy. My cyclotron was just a super toy. And folks got born, they'd work and marry. And Adam was a word in the dictionary. And then it happened. The science boys from every clime, they all pitched in with overtime, and before they knew it, the thing was done, and they'd hitched up the power of the God-earned sun and put a harness on old Sol, splitting atoms while the diplomats were splitting hairs.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
But the atoms here, in spite of hysteria, it flourishes in Utah as well as Siberia. And whether you're a black, white, red, or brown, the question is this when you boil it down. To be or not to be, that's the question. The answer to it all ain't military atom, like who gets there firstest with the mostest atoms. No, the people of the world must decide their fate. They gotta get together or disintegrate. A whole list truth to be self-evident that all men may be cremated equal.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki.
Yes, it's up to the people, cause the atoms don't care. You can't fence me in, I'm just like air. I don't give a hoot about any politics or who got what into whichever fix. All I want to do is sit around and have my nucleus bombarded by neutrons. Now, the moral is this, just as plain as day, that old man Adam is here to stay. I'm gonna stick around, and that's for true. But ah, my dearly beloved, are you? So listen, folks, here is my thesis. Peace in the world, or the world in pieces.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
Drink that you don't pour. Now when you take one sip, you won't need any more. You're small as a beetle, as big as a wheel. Atomic cocktail. Falls a splash all around the place. When you see it coming, just grab your suitcase. It'll send you through the skies like air mail. Atomic cocktail. You push a button, turn the dial. Your work is done for miles and miles. When it hits, it's bound to shake, because you feel just like an earthquake. That's the drink that you don't pour. When you take one sip, you won't need any more. You're small as a beetle, a big as a whale. Boom, atomic cocktail. Turn the dial. Your work is done for miles and miles. When it hits, bound to shake, because it feels like an earthquake. That's the drink that you don't pour. Now when you take one sip, you won't need any more. If you're small as a beetle or big as a whale, atomic cocktail.
So you come into my house on the radio waves, asking for a donation on the day of my daughter's wedding. My one question to you is, why would I donate to WUSB?
Well, with all due respect, Your Donliness, WUSB is commercial-free, volunteer-ran radio station, and I hear your daughter loves it.
For my sweet daughter, Marciella, I'll do anything. Hey, Joey, get over here. We need to get these guys set up. Hey, Paulie, Tony, Mikey, let's get them some donations right now.
Where should we leave the envelope?
Well, you could donate to WUSB by calling right now at 631-632-6901.
What if the phone's a tap?
Well, if you're afraid of the feds, you could donate on the web, www.wusb.fm.
Hi, this is Tom Needham, and you are listening to The Sounds of Film. And I'm very happy today to have on the program the nation's Katrina VandenHeuvel and director Jeff Daniels, who worked together on an amazing documentary called Television Event. It's a film about the television movie The Day After, which showed the effects of a nuclear blast on an American town. That film was seen by over 100 million people. It was historic, and it's stuck on so many people's minds all these years later. The Nation and Jeff and Katrina have released a video that just came out that was a response also to a film or a PSA that came out from New York City about a nuclear blast